Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Williams Project podcast. This is episode 91 on social media. Now, this is actually episode 91.1 because Blair broke the last podcast 5 minutes in. So we're now bringing you legendary content twice.
Episode 91.2.0.
That's probably smarter. Yeah. What you missed out on.
What you missed was mind-blowing. Best mind-blowing we have ever done.
That song from the movie.
The best song in the universe. Tribute.
Yeah. Jack Black. Shout out to Jack Black. What a legend. So essentially, today we're going to be discussing social media, the good, the bad, the ugly, what you need to know, when you need to turn it off, and the importance of memes in a healthy life. So Blair and I don't pretend to be experts in social media. You can tell that by the fact we have hardly any followers. But I do believe we are experts in using social media for wealth accumulation. You look at our business social media more from an ad spend perspective, and we are fucking legendary. So this is going to be a little bit of business, a little bit of personal. To the people that aren't involved with using social media for business, maybe pulling back the curtain and explaining how you monetize with social media, and just really trying to add value to you guys. And then also explaining when social media is sucky, like on Reddit, those losers writing a thread about me, Sherlock Cones, saying that I'm the worst person New Zealand ever shat out. Fuck you, Sherlock Cones. But then there was a guy called something who stood up for me. He was a legend. So, Blair, what are your thoughts? Do you want to take it away?
Yeah, I suppose we might as well start. We'll touch, I reckon.
Sorry, I've just got to cut you off. One thing. Yeah, thank you, douchey face, for standing up for me.
Oh, fuck. But anyway, I thought we'd start briefly on the business side, but I think we might have covered that before another topic. So we'll just touch on that and then maybe talk more about the personal aspect of social media, where we think it's good, where we think it's bad.
It's like International Cable 2 on Rick and Morty, Blair. You can do an episode again. It's okay. You know what I mean? Like you did, when you were watching Rick and Morty and you watched International Cable, Interdimensional Cable 2, did you like, you're like, oh, I don't want to watch this episode. No, you didn't. So look, I think social media is far more important than most people realize. I make a real effort with social media. And I think the person who's probably explained social media the best, I think, was Gary V. Gary V, although I don't like all of his content, I think he did this video, and you can find it if you search like Gary V document don't create. About a 5 minute video, but he just talks about like, you don't need to be perfect. Just pick up a phone. Hi, I'm Matthew. I'm a property developer. This is my third development. I'm building 6 townhouses. We purchased this site from this really lovely lady called Dorothy. We had to drive down to her house in Ashburton and sign the contract. This is us driving down. This is my business partner, Blair. We're really excited about the project. We're going to do some marketing on it next week, and I'll show you. People love real content. And especially in an age of social media just being perfect pictures of girls' asses, people long for something that's real, right? And real human connection to legendary people. That's my opinion. Hey, don't get me wrong. I've got hardly any fucking followers, so I might not be that smart.
And I suppose a lot of people also think, like, what's the point of social media? All it's doing is just, in most cases, showing off your life, blah, blah, blah. It's egotistical. It's like there's a degree of that. There's also a degree of how do you expect to meet like-minded people if you're only looking in where you live when you're walking down the road or at social functions versus putting out what you like to the entire world and you actually have some really good people get in touch with you.
We have property developer friends in like Canada, America, Australia, just from messaging backwards and forwards, bitching about councils.
Yeah, like, that's cool. I suppose, like, I reckon that's one of the main benefits of social media people don't realise is the ability to actually meet people that are interested in what you're interested in from all over the world, as opposed to just essentially have in your own backyard.
And find your tribe.
And you kind of, yeah, and you kind of do have to showcase your life and what you do and what you stand for to find those people that are like you. You can't just put like a little bullet point, like Blair Chappell, 28 years old, interested in property development. DM me for more info.
DM me for more crypto advice. Do you want to learn how definitely to take $180,000 and turn it into $80,000? DM me for more crypto advice.
That's what I read the other day. How do you make $100,000 out of crypto? It's like start with a million. true.
So
yeah, step one, just keep us on topic, is the biggest benefit of personal social media, in my opinion, is to meet other fantastic individuals that you'd struggle to meet without social media.
Yes, but I think there is a bigger benefit. You can make more money. Memes.
Oh, yeah. Like, sorry, we're talking about personal social media versus business.
No. I'm talking about, I am Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm Johnny the marketer, right? And I'm Johnny and I'm a marketer. And let's say a marketer earns $80,000 a year in a company. But imagine if Johnny ran all social medias about Johnny the marketer. Hi, I'm Johnny the marketer. I'm currently working at ASB Bank. Here's what I'm doing. Here's how it works. Here's what I'm allowed to do. Here's what I'm allowed to do. Here's the secret stuff. I'm not allowed to show you this, but blah, blah, blah. Probably not that because you get put in jail. But like, just if he was like engaged, right? Engaged. And then like someone might forward me Johnny's profile. And I'm like, this guy is a legend. He clearly loves what he does. He's clearly passionate. And I call Johnny and I'm like, Johnny, how much are they paying you? And he's like, oh, they're paying me 80 grand. I'm like, Johnny, I'm going to give you 150 grand. Come over to Williams Corp. And that happens in real life.
Oh, all the time. And also, I reckon like some TikToks, and I'm not that I'm big on TikTok. I don't think I follow anyone, but I've got it. Learned how to scroll on it.
Do you follow me?
You find some real... No, I follow no one.
You're a dick.
But you find some really interesting things. Like Matthew said, it might be like, well, for example, I found someone that I think worked on cruise ships. And they show you like what it's like working on a cruise boat, where the crew sleep, how you're rostered on and off, how your tips work and your tax work. And it's like, that's pretty interesting. And then like Matthew said, you might find one about some guy that works at a bank. Or imagine like if one of the narcos set up like a narcos TikTok, and it's like, here we are in the lab. Here's how we smuggle it across the border.
Here's that'd us be doing so a drug interesting.
Deal. Imagine the following.
It'd be
and
huge.
Like if police could do it, like here's the day in the life of a police officer. And one, you get to like learn about an industry. Two, you get to learn about an individual. So then it's like, thirdly, think from someone else's perspective of how do you portray either what you do in your business, your career, yourself, your life, and make that as attractive as possible on social media. So they're like, fuck, that's really interesting. A day in the life of Matthew, how he does this and does that and does that. Oh, I didn't know that's how houses are built, blah, blah, blah.
And also, do you know what it does, which is a hot topic right now? It removes... like, what's the word, where people discriminate? Like, it removes discrimination, right? Like, let's just take an American and a Chinese person right now. There's tension between US and China. If the average American can just see the average Chinese person on social media, and they're like, oh, they're just a person like me that just goes about their life, trying to live the best life for themselves and their families. We can literally solve all the world's problems by being more transparent on social media.
And also, like, social media is kind of like a relationship where I think there needs to be give and take. Because, like, if you're someone that portrays yourself on social media and watches other people portraying themselves, you're probably, like, less critical and more understanding. If you're one of these people that has, like, a cat as your profile photo, no photos, no friends at all, you know, it's just troll community groups explaining how, like, someone left their rubbish bins out and this person's an asshole and this development's going to ruin the face of the world as we know it. That's not the intention of social media. That's actually like the bad side of social media.
Yes. And it's always so it's someone like, that doesn't have a picture of their face. Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Faceless losers. Yeah. But I think the summary is like...
Like Sherlock fucking Cones. I'm probably going to give this guy a fucking following. I shouldn't. Sherlock I shouldn't Cones. Acknowledge him. It's I'm so not saying funny. His... Name again.
Oh.
God, I'm shook up. No, I'm not shook up. I actually take shit too personally. I need to learn how to just relax.
But what I was going to say is if you're only using social media to look at what other people are doing, you're kind of missing the point, and you should try sort of open up and start sharing a bit more about yourself and just see what comes of it.
Agreed.
Not messages. Put a photo up of you with someone else on the weekend. Like, just start. So, and it's actually really good in the sense of documenting your life. Like, I really enjoy when Facebook's like, you have memories with this person, which is usually always Matthew, from like 6 years ago. And you're like, oh, that's what I was doing 6 years ago. That's quite cool. And like, yes, you might still have photos on it, but it's nice to actually see like essentially your life's progress through social media. And imagine like in 40 years time, and don't roll, like Meta or Facebook might not be gone, there'll be someone else, but you've essentially managed to document your entire life without having to make a conscious effort to. It just happened.
Yeah, I agree.
And I guarantee there'll be software that will then like literally download your social media and make like a movie of your life.
Yeah.
So that's a good business idea for anyone. And then when someone passes away, you sell it to the family and be like, here is Matthew's life on DVD.
Yeah. What is a DVD player?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, here is the link.
After a while, here's the link.
You're
here's
old, the man. You're old.
At least I didn't say VHS.
Yeah.
Here's a tape recording.
There will be some of our followers that don't know what a DVD is.
I was just saying, I actually don't have a DVD player.
Yeah. You do have a record player, though, because you're an OG.
Hmm. Yeah, well, it's like everything eventually comes back into fashion. You've got something unfashionable, you just hold on to that shit. Eventually, it's going to be fashionable again. Apart from maybe the 80s. That was pretty ugly.
Have you ever listened to Bill Burr's podcast? That comedian? So it's literally just him, and he talks for an hour. And he's like, have you ever noticed that I can talk for a whole hour on a podcast? He's like, that's not something to be proud of. That is a serious personality disorder.
Well, just to himself.
He just talks. He's a fucking legend. It's so good. But okay, sorry, back on track. So social media, there is also, if you combine a honest personal brand with an honest business brand, so when I say personal brand, I'm talking about the people in the business, with an honest business brand, and then you put paid marketing on top, you have rocket fuel to take that business to the moon.
Yeah. I actually have a question for you, Matthew. What's your favorite social media platform and why? And then what's your least favorite platform and why?
My favorite platform is Instagram, because I think out of all the platforms I'm involved in, short of maybe LinkedIn, it appears to be the most positive. And I like just nice clean photos, nice clean reels. And I like stories on Instagram. I think the documentation component in the form of stories, you're more comfortable to be honest because it's deleted in 24 hours, as opposed to in, say, another platform where it's not deleted. So I like Instagram. I'm most active on Instagram. And my least favorite platform is Reddit, because the Reddit people chip me. They are mean. But I'm learning how to overcome them, because I'm becoming a memester.
Well, I'm going to answer
same question back at you.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, my favorite's actually 9gag, because it's just holds all memes. But I can't really say it's social media, because I don't know how to make memes. So all I do is just take other people's great content and share it around friends hilariously. But yeah, favorite would probably also be Instagram, just in the sense it's a great platform where you can narrow down what you're looking for. I want to look at tags of Fiji, or a particular car, or a boat, or a plane, or a location like a restaurant or a hotel. My least favorite one, and it's a little bit controversial, I really don't understand LinkedIn, just because it's like people that aren't honest enough on Facebook just to engage their business and personal lives. So they have this whole separate platform called LinkedIn, where you just pretend to be a different person because you're focusing about work.
I hate that professional image thing. It's just so boring and sanitized. Like, yeah. You and I have both always been one person. Like, if you talk to me at a bar, if you talk to me in Williams Corp, like, don't get me wrong, at Williams Corp I might be slightly more polished and slightly less drunk. But, like...
But that's why LinkedIn I probably struggle with personally, because I've never understood the concept of your Facebooks where you have, like, your friends and your family and put photos of, like, your life, and then LinkedIn's where you have your suit and just post about the economy and your promotions and celebrate your colleagues for passing their one-year anniversary. So I just don't get it. Everyone's like super polite on LinkedIn. like awkwardly polite when you know that that's not how people act. And I think one time someone put a photo up of like some Range Rover they bought, and the LinkedIn people were still dickheads being like, that's very shallow posting photos of your car. That's not why you should work hard. You should be looking at giving your staff pay rises and things.
Oh, losers.
Like, it's kind of one of those things where, like, eventually these people show their true colors. Not that everyone on LinkedIn's like that, but it just shows, like, why they feel like they can't be themselves on just Facebook. Because if everyone could just be themselves on Facebook, LinkedIn wouldn't exist. Because it's the same.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you. I need to make an effort on more social media platforms. I'm too much all in.
I was going to say on LinkedIn, you don't add friends, you connect with people. Because it'd be wrong to assume that they're your friend. So you ask to connect with them.
Oh, for God's sake.
Whereas I like Facebook just going, oh, I need to talk to someone. I'll just add them as a friend and message them. As opposed to, like, I'll look up their LinkedIn. Because it's the professional social media platform. I don't want to encroach on their social life.
I encroach so hard on people's social lives. Okay, let's keep it real, right? I'm going to tell you guys some truth.
What? How many people slide into their DMs on Instagram?
Any good employer who cares about the company they represent will stalk you on all of your social media channels before they offer you a job. Period.
Or they should. Yeah. Like, sometimes you do forget. It's on leaves and you're like, should have seen that coming.
Yeah.
But yes, like, I think even if you don't want to be judged on your social media because you say I should be an individual and blah, 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 as a society, we do judge people. We can say we don't, but that is a lie. If you see someone that looks threatening walking towards you in the middle of the night screaming at you, you will judge that you're in a sense of danger and react accordingly. You won't say, this person is screaming and running towards me with a gun, but he might be a misunderstood individual, so I should just go about my day and walk towards him.
Or you just see someone beating their wife. You're like, you don't know him. You don't know his story. It's so, shut up. Like, this whole don't judge people thing is so dumb. I sympathize with give people a chance.
I also say, like, you're free to be yourself on social media, I think, but there are some people that should probably be slightly less of themselves.
Yeah, like fucking that cone guy, Sherlock Cones. Be less of yourself. No,
but yeah, I suppose that, not less yourself. The point is just, like, people will judge your social media, and that might be interactions, could be dating partners, could be employers, could be business associates, could be people that are looking to do business with you. And you kind of either decide to have a really polished professional front or be your true savage self or somewhere in the middle. There's no right or wrong, but you just have to decide.
We need, and the problem is we don't have any of these people that listen to our podcast, because the people that listen to our podcast are clearly legends. But, like, we need to have a word to these real nasty people on social media and be like, mate, I get it, right? You're bitter inside. You're not a nice person, and it's overflowing out of you in nasty comments. And I sympathize with that, and I actually feel sorry for you. But in the world we live in, people are dealing with a lot of shit. Right? And you could be really, really nasty to someone on the wrong day. That person could have a mental health issue. They could snap. They could top themselves. Like, you can't just be nasty to people for no reason. And the internet does have a problem with that that needs to be addressed. And I don't agree with censoring people. That's not what I'm saying. I don't think the platform should get involved, but the users of the platform should be involved. Where when you see someone being nasty...
Or there nearly needs to be, like... Because half of it comes around because... most platforms you can be completely faceless. For example, generally you'd get less hate on Facebook because it's your name. And even if you don't have a social, like a Facebook picture, it's still got your name. Whereas if you're on, like, Reddit, for example, you can be called PotatoHead47 and then think you can get away with essentially treating someone completely different than if you had to stand in front of them and look them in the eye and say the same thing.
Mike Tyson has a great quote about that.
And it's actually like a mental disorder within those people. Like that you go, I will make a fake profile or a profile I can hide behind. Then I'll act in a completely different manner than what I would in real life if I had to talk to this person. Like, if you're doing that and you think that's normal and it's okay, you're pretty sick in the head.
Except there are the odd exclusion where, like, if someone was speaking out against an oppressive country... let's say you live in North Korea and you want to...
That's not a personal attack.
Yeah.
I think the listeners are all pretty bright and they understand what I'm saying. That just, if you've... And the most interesting thing is, like, Mesh and I have copped the odd bit of comments on whether it be stuff or Reddit or fucking wherever. No one has ever said anything bad to our face. Like, ever.
It's because we're big dudes, Blair. They'd be scared. Like, I'm 95 kgs. Okay, I'm 95 kgs of rippling muscle. Well, that's not true.
Or rung us on the phone, though, and said, hey, I'm calling you from a private number. You're a colossal dickhead.
Yeah, I know.
Like, no one says it to your face. No one tries to call you. No one, like, private messages you on, like, a platform where they're accountable from.
Never.
That's just really interesting.
Because they're weak, Blair. They're weak.
So I suppose feedback
and they're
for
poor.
All of you...
Always.
Well, feedback for all of you guys listening is if you start or if you are already showcasing yourself on social media or you decide to do it more and you get the odd bit of hate, as low as, well, as you know, even as low as, just realize that if it's not them as a person, it's some fake profile, et cetera, they're just jealous and they have an issue. And whether it was you doing some video or some post or someone else, they'll just keep leeching around the internet, throwing negative shit around because they think they can, and not to take it personally.
And also, since we're complaining, I've got another complaint. The asterisk holes, right? I'll teach you what an asterisk hole is. An asterisk hole is when you're like on social media and you're like, hey guys, you should drink water. Water's good for you. And then the asterisk hole goes, well, technically, if you have more than 12 glasses of water, it's bad for you. Don't be that guy. That's really annoying.
Like the Karen.
No, not a Karen. No, it's different. Different. An asterisk hole. It's like the real, it's the real detail person that points out a detail where obviously you didn't have time in the video to go over all the disclaimers line by line.
Yeah.
Don't be that
it's like,
person.
It's water's good for you. Yes, but you can easily drown if you hold your head underwater. So you're technically incorrect in your statement. Water is not always good for you.
Yeah. That guy. But yeah, I think I said something and I just want to say it once more because I think this is possibly the most important point of this podcast. If you have the people within a business having honest, decent personal brands combined with a strong business brand, combined with paid marketing on social media, and you can twist all those levers and get them all to work, you have rocket fuel to take a business to the moon. From a personal level, if you have a personal brand that aligns with a service that you're paid to do, you have rocket fuel to massively increase your personal earnings. And if you have a personal brand with honest explanations of things you're really passionate about, you have rocket fuel to take your personal
network,
life and network to the next level.
Yeah, I do completely agree with that statement.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the whole A squared plus B squared equals C squared. It's like,
yeah.
Have your profile, have like your personal stuff sorted, then have your business social media stuff sorted. And then if you can find a way to intertwine the two and then potentially use monetization to increase awareness, it's massively more powerful. Especially, I think there's the market's probably changed or is changing where people like doing business with people they know or recognize or can associate with, not as much as just a brand. Like, brands are still important. Like, obviously with Apple or Microsoft or Samsung, you don't really care who's behind it, who works, so you just like that brand and buy that product. But I think when you sort of go away from those huge companies, it's more, where is my money going to? Who is the face behind this? Who is responsible for getting the outcome that I've paid money for? And I think that a lot of businesses are too proud of their business social media and then literally their personal one like doesn't exist at all.
Oh, it's like that video you sent me yesterday of Grant Cardone where he's like, wealthy people don't pull back the curtain because they don't want to be attacked. And it's very, very rare. See, you and I sharing at the level we do is actually very rare because we are already successful from a financial point of view. I don't think that the return on time invested from our social media is as efficient as it could be, where this is more in my mind, a charity thing. Like, we have been so fortunate in life to have great people, great role models. We have nailed Williams Corp, and we feel a duty of care to add value into other people's lives. Not calling the listener a charity, because you guys, it's we actually care. Yeah, it probably didn't quite come out how I was thinking it, but
no, I think to touch on what Matthew was talking about, it was a Grant Cardone video explaining how when people reach a certain level of wealth, they usually start to get attacked more or called out on social media or whatever it is. And then usually those people, once they get to a level of wealth, for example, they might go, I need social media to grow my business, to grow my personal reach, et cetera, et cetera. Then once they get to a certain point in their career and certain point in earnings, they essentially then close their curtains and remove themselves from social media, going, I've now got to where I want to get. I've utilized these tools, but I'm also sick of the distractions, the hate, the chatter. So I'm now closing the curtains on my life and my family's life and removing myself from social media. And then that's why, like, there would be some great, great people that if we didn't have so many losers on the internet, would probably more than happily share their life, their story, etc. on social media. And they'd be amazing people to follow. But then a lot of them go, what's the point? I was going to be told I'm a nasty rich person that doesn't understand, etc., etc. And I think what Matthew's trying to say is, like, we don't really care about the chatter or the hate or the nasty comments because we're just going to do this anyway because we like doing it.
And we think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and if we can add value to someone, then that's just awesome.
But, and there's actually one more thing. We add probably more value to ourselves because you become better at things when you teach
them. I was just about to say that. I was about to say, actually, although we actually do this for ourselves more so than the listener. Like, we also love our listeners, but it's more like we enjoy this. So. Yeah.
Agreed. And also imagine, like, if, say, the richest man in New Zealand is Graham Hart, right? Imagine if we could listen to a podcast of Graham Hart talking about where he saw the economy, about principles he used to build his senior management team.
Yeah,
about
how he manages bloody his businesses.
Jesus, someone's trying to call me. Hold on, I've got to fix that. Do you want to wrap it up, Leah?
Yeah, we can wrap it up. As you guys know, or guys and girls, if you did get any value from this podcast, please share it with one like-minded individual. This is probably slightly more of a ranty podcast and less structured than normal because it was an impromptu Saturday mid-morning decision. But I think there are still some nuggets in there as always. We love you guys. We really appreciate anyone that does listen to us. And we look forward to seeing you next time and have a great weekend.